The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
I think when you look at up until the point where we make a decision, it's going to be a 50-50 thing, both from a rep standpoint and working with what group.
Vic Fangio talking yesterday. Schlereth and Evans analysis of training camp 50-50. Teddy versus Drew is powered by Mountain High Appliance. And listening to him lay out the whole plan for these two quarterbacks, Mark, it doesn't sound like he or the Broncos are really in a hurry to try to accelerate the process and be able to name a starter sooner rather than later. That's right. Smart?
Well, I mean, it'd be much better to have a guy to know what, you know, to know where you're going. But, you know, obviously they don't have, I don't know that they don't have a good feel. I think it's more about Drew's the incumbent. They would like Drew to win this job. They would, it was just like when Paxton was here, they wanted Paxton to win the job. They gave him all those reps when they went and scrimmaged in San Francisco. They wanted him to.
How'd that work out?
It didn't work out well, but.
Yeah.
That's leading the witness.
Yeah,
right?
Millennial,
you know,
Ben, nicely done.
Man, that's the way to produce right there.
That is producing. All yours, my friend.
Yeah.
2260.
2260. Nestled up against 3,000 people.
Inching up.
Yep. Daily.
Oh, you done with your thought?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, next on the brew.
We got weapons all over. We got more weapons than we've had in a long time with Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, Albert O, Noah Fant, Melvin Gordon. You know, we've improved our offensive line. We got the best left tackle in the league. So, you know, it should be good. And, you know, whatever quarterback we roll out there with, man, I feel comfortable with them being able to lead that offense. I can go out there and lead that offense. You know, we got all type of weapons out there. So it'll be exciting to see.
Sorry. I just happened out of the corner of my eye to look over at Mark when Vaughn said we have the best left tackle in the game.
You know, my zone is GB zone.
Mark's reaction was priceless. Okay. Does Vaughn make a good point?
No.
Wait, what? Not about that.
Oh, okay.
Sheesh. Just the idea that, hey, look, we're putting so much emphasis on who the quarterback is. Whoever the quarterback is, isn't this just simply about you've got all this talent and young talent, highly drafted talent around you? The quarterback, it's not so much the quarterback making this talent go. It's really just let the talent go out and do their thing, and the quarterback maybe isn't as crucial as we're making it out to be. Just get the ball into the hands of the playmakers and let them do their thing.
Yeah, that's all you got to do, right?
Well, just isn't that the idea?
Get it into the playmakers. It's just that's that simple. It's we got weapons. That's like the we got speed, guys. We can really run fast. Can you execute? Can you execute? Do you have an identity? Like, all the weapons in the world and all the speed in the world, to me, don't mean squat if you can't execute. It doesn't. So, yeah, I mean, hey, who's got more weapons than Kansas City? Nobody. How many points did they score? They scored 3 field goals in the Super Bowl? If you can't execute, I am sorry. I don't care how talented you are on paper. It doesn't matter. If you don't have an identity, if you don't know what you're doing, if you're hodgepodge, if you're scheme dependent week in and week out, I'm sorry. You're just, that to me is a recipe for mediocrity. And you know what? I mean, when you look at mediocrity in the dictionary, it's the last 5 years of the Broncos. That's what mediocrity looks like.
Next on the Morning Brew.
He's the captain for a reason. And get a Gordie Howe hat trick. So, no, I think for us, that was a good tempo setter right away. And
We might have got away from our game a little bit in the second period there, but we were able to find a way in the third. So, no, I think he definitely set the tempo.
Captain, my captain, Gabe Landeskog. There was some anxious moments there for a while that he may not leave, but once the or may not resign, but once the Avalanche kicked in an eighth year, there was really no doubt. Gabe Landeskog coming back on an eight-year, $56 million deal.
How old is Gabe Landeskog?
Gabe is, now remember, he started here when he was like 18.
Right.
Gabe is, he'll be going into his age 29 season.
So this will take him basically up until about, you know, 36, 37 years old.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So good for him. Listen, we all love Gabe Landeskog. Everyone loves Gabe. Everyone loves Cale Makar, who just got signed. Everyone loves Nathan MacKinnon, who just got, he's been playing as the highest paid Avalanche, and he'll get a new mega deal here in the next year or two. But, okay, you're getting paid. Now's time to deliver. Everybody loves Gabe Landeskog is back. I do too. But now Gabe needs to go out and be better than he was the final four games of that series against Vegas, all four losses where he went no goals, two assists, minus seven. In those four losses.
Yeah.
I mean, he was one of the real big culprits of why the Avalanche blew that series. All right? We know who the guys are. Your cornerstone guys. Your big three. MacKinnon, Makar, Landeskog. Time for you guys to go out and deliver a cup.
Well, that's what it really boils down to, right? You've done what you've done the last couple of years. So now it's, I mean, now it's Stanley Cup or bust, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what this
it
team is.
Stanley Cup or bust.
Anything less than that is a disappointment. You signed your, like you
not
said.
Anything
you,
less than that is a failure. Disappointment. Anything less than that is a failure. Next on the Morning Brew.
It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I think just as a whole, not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out, but we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
All right, Simone Biles, who pulled out of the team competition yesterday, the U.S. having to settle for silver behind the Russians.
Uh-huh.
And now the latest news is that she's pulled out of the individual events. I want to spend more time on this because...
Okay.
You and I had a conversation about this last night. You spoke to a really good authority on this that I think sheds maybe a little different light on it. But then hearing that comment, I want to set it up this way. Just how are we supposed to look at mental health now when it comes to the elite of the elite athletes in the world? Is there a new set of rules?
Right.
New set of standards.
Yeah.
When it comes to talking about elite athletes and what we expect of them on these biggest stages. We'll get to that coming up. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. You want to hit us up? It's a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday. Mark is,
crushing you people. I am crushing
even
you.
Even though people. I got him to admit he was wrong. So I don't know why he's so confident where he said, you're right, I was wrong.
I told you I forgive myself for believing in Aaron Rodgers. I forgive myself. I shouldn't have believed
you. You are a hot snot. All right, we'll get to that next.